Dan Horror with your host, the Mighty Griff.
Welcome back. We're live this week. Well, not really live.
Listen to that. Once again, you come in with no energy. If you're going to start a show, act like you give a shit about this.
You took this goddamn show and stick it in your ass.
I'm recuperating.
Whatever.
Merry you always come Christmas!
In. It's like you're trying to talk to some chick.
I'm trying to get a date. I'm talking to a lot of chicks, hopefully.
Well, you know, there's more to life than getting a date. All you have to do is come in here and actually sound like you give a shit that you're in the studio. Come on, let's do it again. Ladies and gentlemen, your host with the most, the Mighty Griff.
I just shot up.
And we're back.
Are we going to keep this one?
Yeah, well, I'm recording.
All right, that's good.
What the hell?
We're back. Are you happy now?
We've never been back. We've never been away. We're still
here.
We
didn't do a show last week.
Well, oh, okay.
He's back to son of a that. We got the bitch. 20 minutes, and we're wrapping this up.
Yeah. Son of a bitch. You're as bad all as right. Tracy Morgan, you know, talent bastard.
We made it 2 minutes in before Tracy Morgan was brought up. It's a new record, Bob.
Well, what I'm trying to say is we're back from last week, because last week we didn't do a show because I was sick.
God damn, next time eat the mic. First you don't talk loud enough, then you swallow the son of a bitch like it's a cock.
And?
See? Put that damn thing back on there.
And?
God damn.
Richard.
Oh,
Richard.
You sick, deep-throating bastard.
Oh, God, I'm so glad I came
tonight.
He
looks like Tracy Morgan and Lorne Michaels.
Hey, you sick. God, I'm never going to be able to fumigate that thing. Oh, shit. Put a helmet on that soldier.
We're going into battle. Buckle up.
Oh. And everybody, we got to welcome our guest for tonight. Wild, Wild Westmar is here with
Brad.
Us.
Cute as a button, Brad.
Cute Hello. As a button, Brad.
Hello.
Brad Westmar. He's
second
cute.
Second can of Red Bull.
His voice is only half as sexy as what he really looks in real life.
Tell him how sexy I look tonight.
He looks
God, you're scaring the hell out of me.
Am I supposed to call you Rufus or Tim?
Regret music calls me fuckface.
You are fuckface right now.
Keep sucking that can like
I
that.
Baby, I'm about 8 ounces into a 14 ounce.
Four Loco. Is it Loco 4 or
these
Four
are
Loco?
They're banned in Kansas, but God, these Locos are good.
God dang it, man.
Band
and
Kansas.
You said Rufus, which reminds me of midgets, and it's going to bring up a whole bad...
Oh, God.
That's a trach tube.
I'm going to be bringing midgets up. Yummy. I watched a great movie with midgets in it.
Uh-oh, what'd you watch?
Dr. Heckle, Mr. Hype.
That's a crazy-ass movie, dude.
You remember Tony Cox is in that. Remember Tony Cox from Bad Santa?
Yes.
Oh, that little guy?
Yep.
Hence midgets, Brad. Come on.
Yeah,
we're talking
guy,
about
yeah.
How many midgets were in
Bad
Santa?
That's Oliver Reed, shit hammered.
Might be a couple downstairs right now.
I think they are. They're down there doing the serpent and the rainbow.
Money shot.
Loco in the orbit. Loco in the orbit.
How did you shoot him in the eye with? What'd you do?
I'm that good.
Every week, bodily fluid slinging in the studio. It's starting to get scary.
Oh, Jesus.
This is not radio. It's a clusterfuck.
Welcome to it.
That's why we like it.
I've been wanting to change the title for more clusterfuck than clusterfuck, but...
Oh, we'd be good.
Cue to the button cluster.
So I want to know what's on our host's mind. I mean, he's the mind behind the show.
Oh, shit. Well, in that case, we're going to sit in silence for about 10 minutes.
Oh, I was supposed to announce something, wasn't I?
What are you announcing?
I'm getting married.
Oh, yeah, because I'm going to... And I'm married.
Yep.
Damn, that just blew 30, our microphone.
39 years single.
Wah, wah, wah.
I will be...
So what music am I supposed to play? The death knell when we do this? Dun, 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 dun.
Another one bites the dust.
Boom, boom. Wow, I'm the one that's marrying him. Isn't that crazy? I'm an ordained minister.
Oh, you are.
Isn't that funny?
Yes.
I'm not and that great.
And we are going to have the wedding January 1st. Live on
the radio?
Live on the radio.
Well, I'm glad you told me. Son of a bitch! I got to get another chair!
Uh-oh. 3 weeks. Hey, if I could say one thing about... No, you know what? I don't want to cut off your... This is your moment.
This is your shining moment.
Speak. Everybody has free reign to speak at will.
Well, I appreciate that. I just wanted to mention, I haven't seen Todd Sheets in a couple of years. It's probably been almost 3 years.
Too damn long, man.
Exactly. So, first of all, it's great to see him. But I also want to say, I don't know what's happened to him over the last few years, but were it not for the fact that his hair is brown, he's starting to look more and more like Bret Michaels every day.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Oh,
look at him.
You dirty son of a bitch.
You got the hat on backwards. You got the long hair flowing in front.
You know what I got?
Cowboy hat.
You know what else I got? I got control to turn Brad off.
I'm just saying.
Just don't have a heart attack on us.
Hey, Todd, talk dirty to me.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy.
Well, Brad, it's so good to have you.
Shut her down.
All right, but seriously, true story about Poison. I don't know if you guys, I'm sure you guys have heard this story about our friend T-Mac, Terry, that when he first saw the album cover to Poison's first album, he said, I believe to our friend Jerry Vermin, that he thought those chicks were really hot.
I milked out like 4 loads on that thing before I realized those were dudes.
See, Rick, you know what? That's really scary, but that's true. It was a
Ricky
Camelot
Rocket,
music.
Dude. Yeah. Ricky Rocket, man.
I've never stopped milking loads to that album cover.
It's sweet, dude.
He doesn't care.
There's even more now that I know that they're men than I did before I thought they were women.
Oh, shit.
I might still bang Bret Michaels.
Of course, you can't do Bobby Dalton, though, because he's too hardcore.
That's true.
He's hardcore.
Hardcore.
Ricky.
And if you've ever seen the documentary of Poison, he tells you that about 50,000 times in 1 hour span.
I want to know who actually sits and watches the documentary of Poison.
I do.
And that's what's
and
wrong.
I have.
You when both are hard up sons of bitches.
When VH1.
Oh, three of you. Tim and I are the only hardcores in the room. Nope.
Tim has two.
He has not.
I just bought the new Heaven and Hell DVD live at Lockin.
That's cool.
Where did we sit? Where did we sit that night and watch the documentary on
down there at
Freddie Fingers, that was Freddie Mercury?
That was at the Shaft at the.
Here we go with the Shaft again. Always down at the Shaft, aren't you, Tim?
That was a great documentary, Freddie.
Had him out.
What a place to have a Freddie Mercury documentary at the Shaft.
Got,
I mean, come on.
We got like 3 free lap dances.
I bet you did. Some dude.
he had a schmeckle the size of a
and
tree
no
trunk.
Pockets in his shorts.
You crazy bastard.
Pockets in his shorts?
No pockets in
Can
his
I
shorts.
Ask how you know this?
From experience.
Okay. He took his pants off.
I was watching Tim.
Don't. You guys are frightening me.
The pool table had no balls on it.
No balls.
You're just scary.
Take your balls off.
What? You know, guys, I'm really offended. This is a family show. Every week you come in here and...
drink?
Fuck it.
Drink. Drink strange concoctions of, I don't know.
I'm waiting to see what happens when I mix this loco in this.
I think I'd have to clean this show up if you go terrestrial.
Well, that's the good thing. This is on Savage Uncut Saturdays. We're going to keep those Savage.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll be playing something else through the terrestrial stream. God damn it. There's the weekly belch. Thanks, Griff.
Oh, I got to leap.
My God, man. It's Gamera.
It smells like ass and pencil shavings.
Oh, my God. And we're back. Jesus, man, why?
Part of his pancreas is hanging
because
on his
I can.
Why does it smell like ass and pencil shavings? I'm not sure I need to ask.
Just think of it this way. I got to eat breakfast twice today, and this time it was warm.
Ah, you sick bastard. I thought it was because you've been licking ass again.
No.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm not here.
you know, it's always bad whenever you do something like that because it always gets quiet. You clear the room. That's because your two co-hosts ran out of here.
We actually put this one in the toilet quite early this time.
Yeah.
T-minus. Went directly into the shitter.
I don't think we even got the intro out, did we?
Not really, because he doesn't know how to do an intro anymore. He comes back after a week off because he's a lazy bastard, shows up back in here and goes, "Hi, everybody. My name's Mighty Griff."
What's the show called? You didn't even say that yet.
What?
What's the show called? You haven't said that yet.
More Horror Than Horror.
More Horrors Than Horrors.
That's what I keep saying. More Horror Than Horror.
Yeah,
you know?
Like that. Yeah.
It just doesn't even make sense to me sometimes.
They'll figure it out.
More Terror Than Terror.
Yeah, that's it. Call it what you want.
You need to just call it Pet Your Pickles.
Pickle Party.
It's a pickle party.
More Ass Bags Than Ass Bags.
All right,
Smeckles.
I told you outside, Griff, before the show, mm-hmm. that we could talk about. I wanted to talk about a movie or two that I've seen finally that you guys have probably already seen 100 times years ago.
Shoot,
one of those, actually two Quentin Tarantino films,
Back to the Future,
one and two.
I didn't even see the third one yet, but I'm waiting.
I like three the best. Grindhouse.
Wow! Heck yeah!
Grindhouse.
Jesus Christ!
I only saw that.
Didn't you go see that with us at the movie?
No, I didn't get.
They've made movies out of the fake trailers since then.
I'm saying, dude, they made Machete.
I understand. I'm saying, look, I'm behind the times.
You got to give him a break. He had a little one. He had a little shit.
That's the best time to go to the movie.
My little one was watching Evil Dead by 8 months.
Well, we already know.
Mine's watching Diego and Dora the Explorer right now. Although, if you search hard enough on YouTube, you'll find plenty of disturbing videos of Dora the Explorer.
Oh, they've talked about it already on the show. Yeah, they've told me all about these videos that they found related to Dora the Explorer.
Really? They're attacking Dora?
Yeah, it's not even right.
Is it with the monkey?
Do they do anything sexual with the backpack?
The monkey.
No. backpack.
You know what that's slang for, don't you?
I don't. I'm a nerd. I'm over here going, what are you talking about? I don't get it.
She wants the sack on the back.
You'll have to Google it.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks for the input. Since when have you ever censored yourself? Jesus. So now a brother needs to know what he's talking about, now's the time you're going to decide to censor yourself. God. Well, I better not talk about that.
It'll be a Christmas present for you.
Thanks. Speaking of Christmas presents, Griff hooked me up, man. He brought me the Asian video guide, which is great, and he brought me some Japanese plum wine to go with it.
Nice.
So I can get hammered and read some Asian movies.
Nice.
Watch some Asian porn.
That'll be a good deal. I don't have any Asian porn.
The other present out in the truck.
What other present?
Bring me some.
The Asian porn.
Sissy. Why do you make me hit you?
Yeah.
What?
See, me and Tim stopped off at the vintage stock before we came over to the show.
Did you?
We each bought copies of Urban Cowboy.
Oh, shit.
Tim bought a copy of Mask. I bought a copy of Coal Miner's Daughter.
You sick bastards.
Terms of Endearment.
Terms of Endearment.
Oh, that movie blows. What are you trying to do?
God.
Yes.
You sick bastards. More sickness than sickness.
We have
Deborah Winger in it. Hey, fun fact for you.
Okay, shoot me with it. Let's do
Voice
it.
Voice of E.T.?
Oh, I know. I already knew that, yeah. The Deborah...
God damn it. Is nothing a surprise to you, Todd?
The Deborah Winger.
That's why I didn't wrap it up.
Deborah Winger did E.T.?
E.T., yeah. Oh, yeah.
How about this? Did you know who was supposed to be the original Sissy in Urban Cowboy?
The original Sissy in Urban Cowboy? I don't think. Maybe I do. Tell me and I'll know.
Sissy.
Sissy Spacek, yeah, from Carrie. Yeah, I knew
she
that.
She said, this movie looks gay.
She read the script and she said, this is going to be shit. The only thing that's going to save this movie, Scott Glenn's going to beat the shit out of her.
She said, I'd rather get pig's blood poured on me.
I know another did. Movie we ought to get.
Oh, God, here we go.
Nail. I just thought of that. She's standing naked in that rock.
I got that tin box of that, dude.
Nail?
Oh, yeah.
Nail.
Mason? Oh, man.
You guys are both sick. You know, this is supposed to be our it's a time to be jolly. It's the Christmas special. We should be talking about good things. And what are you guys talking about?
There's a couple nips. There's a nip slipping.
Well, yeah, she's standing naked on that rock out in the middle of the lake.
But, you know.
Yelling at herself.
Man, who the hell cares?
Who wants to look?
Who wants to sit through that fucking movie for that?
Who wants to look at the Foster Forest?
Another good one. Raggedy Man.
Raggedy Man.
There's something. How about, both of you guys.
How about Looking for Mr. Goodbar?
Oh, bleh. That movie sucks.
How about Kramer versus Kramer?
Oh, there you go. Geez. The ultimate bad. Ordinary people. We're going to talk about shit for a while.
Irreconcilable differences.
Damn it.
Or any episode of Family.
family.
Full House. I've just taken
it. I did get to watch the new Predators.
Did you like it?
No, I hated it.
Well, you're a fucking pain in the ass sometimes, dude, Tim. I love you, dearly.
I tell you what. Greatest sausage fest movie of all time. They got to throw a fucking broad in there, and she lives before Lawrence Fishburne does.
Well, Lawrence Fishburne just made a cameo. That was originally supposed to be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He lives on the planet for 10 years.
Right.
They're on the planet. What's his name coming on that show next week?
They're on the planet 5 minutes, and he jumps out and lets the big bastard shoot him right in the forehead.
Well, that's because he had to share the room with those guys, and after that, you'd probably do the same thing. But honestly, that was going to be Arnold Schwarzenegger's part, and he just couldn't do it. Scheduling problems. So that's why it was such a small part. He wasn't ever written to be very big.
He was busy in Expendables.
He probably was doing a cameo in that, but someone... what happened. You dirty bastard. How come you got to hate every good movie that comes out, and then you like that piece of trash?
What piece of trash?
You know which piece of trash. The one that
Bring it up. Don't bring it up. We'll have people in Wisconsin throwing cheese curds at me.
That's right. You're going to get the curd man on you.
I watched it again, and I like it even more now that I watched it again.
Oh, you sick bastard.
God, you guys spend a lot of time watching movies.
I watched The Tent down a little bit even, Brad.
The who?
I turned The Tent down. You know what I did see? Centurion.
The good flick.
Bad as shit.
Isn't that cool?
Yes.
I enjoyed it.
Neil Marshall, to me, is the best director going right now.
I like him a lot, for sure.
Doomsday, but it's got to be.
You didn't see Doomsday?
It's got the hot rod in it.
Dude, you got to watch Doomsday. Uncut. They liked it so much at Universal, they did a haunted house based on it down in Orlando.
Really?
And I'm going through that shit, and there's like explosions all around me, cars flipping. Yeah. Nice. That shit was great. I had the guy from the movie doing the dance. It was hilarious.
A friend of mine just sent me pictures. They went down there to the...
The one they shot last year?
They had the whole Nightmare Before Christmas going on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's in L.A. Really? That's in the California one.
No, I think it's going on the other one, too.
They start doing it in Florida
Coast.
Now?
Yeah, they're on the East Coast. So.
Wow, you might want to find out which one they went to.
They're East Coast, so I'm sure
that doesn't mean nothing. Hell, there's a thing called airplanes. They can climb on and fly anywhere they want.
Yeah, you silly bastard.
Government workers, they could have flown over there first class.
Hold on. Brad's got his phone going.
Well, I do think
Dwight's taking fucking calls during my show. No. I are pissed.
Can we shut this down? Brad got a text.
Hold on, everybody.
No, I was going
to... Honey, can you pick up some bread and milk at the store?
You know, if you're going to start doing this radio thing again, we're going to have to get some rules straight.
Leave the plum wine at home.
Well, it's not my show, you have to understand. I mean, you remember this on my show. I mean, it's like, all right, look, I speak, and you'll know when it's time for you to talk because it's my show because my name's on the show, right? You remember that very well, right? This shit's fucked up for me, okay? Because here I am going, this is wrong. This is just wrong. But it's okay, but it's wrong. I just kind of sit over here and I just wait till maybe
this
I can...
This fucking show is like Chinese arithmetic.
You got to jump in, dude.
I'm jumping in. I want to mention one more thing about Quentin Tarantino.
This show is like a hole in the fence from Mexico to Euros. They just bust across as fast as you can.
It's like a trach tube in a midget.
It's like a trach tube in the midget factory. Stuffed to the hilt.
I just saw...
It's a trach hole at Griff's house.
Let him say his word. Hey.
He's always busy.
Jesus Christ. No, this is a trick. See, they're just going to continue to cut me off because this is to make fun of me for...
Let's get back to Grindhouse.
See? No, I want to get back. I want to get to Inglourious Bastards.
Holy shit.
I saw that too recently.
Wow.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, I'm going to just...
I think it's been re-released on the 25th anniversary.
It's been remade a couple of times.
Tarantino's been...
Tarantino's dead. I'm sorry.
You know, I just discovered these new things in the store last week. They're called DVDs. They actually put movies on these little plastic
discs. To figure out how to get that newfangled player to work, though.
I kept trying to shove my VHS player.
It wouldn't work because I couldn't figure out what an RCA cable was.
My beta disc won't fit my DVD player.
Anybody know how to install an 8-track in a car?
I just wanted to profess my love for Brad Pitt. That's all I wanted to do.
It was great. Yeah.
Seriously,
not on this show, you know.
No, seriously.
Let me tell you, if you can talk about ordinary fucking people and all that shit.
That's the dirty secret.
I'm doing it right now. Seriously, I've not seen Brad Pitt do a shitty movie. He picks his parts well. I think he's awesome. I really do.
I agree.
I think he's awesome. So,
hey,
fuck
it's better
you.
Than the yeah. shit he's saying over
fuck
here.
Fuck you and fuck you.
Who? You. What's all those goddamn sissy SpaceX movies?
Hey, let me bring up one little movie called
Urban Cowboy.
Alexander.
Alexander? Is that two words?
I don't know what the fuck it is, but it was a fucking big steamy turd. I had to watch that son of a bitch run around in Centurion gear like he was some freaking
plastic armor
jackass. And then that son of a bitch from Lord of the Rings sticks him in the Achilles, and that's the end of him.
I have
fuck
no
that
idea.
Movie. Fuck Brad Pitt.
My only thing was Brad Pitt used to crack me up like on the Interview with the Vampire
Pitt
days.
Was awesome.
Remember those?
And cool.
Yes.
Because every movie he took, he had that soft spoken voice where he always came.
Yes.
Like, always melancholy. I was like, "Come on, Brad, give us some." But I loved him in True Romance.
This is the best Brad Pitt.
Yeah, that was a weird, that,
this is the best Brad Pitt. What's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box?
You know, when you do that, it makes me don't do that. It makes me think of the
goddamn head.
It makes me think of the Saturday Night Live skit about the thing in the box. Remember that junk in the box or whatever it was?
No, it was dick in the box.
Was it?
Yeah, yeah. See, now that's good.
That's Brad's best line.
But,
what's in the box?
But seriously.
Is that Angelina's head in the box?
Dick in the box.
What about him in 12 Monkeys, man?
Pit in the box.
He was fucking awesome in 12 Monkeys.
He was awesome in 12 Monkeys. True Romance.
Yeah, he was good.
Brad's looking him up on his fucking phone.
He was good in 12 Monkeys. He was even better when he was called Jack Nicholson in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. It was the same fucking role.
I don't care. He was good.
All right.
By the way, I just saw One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest a couple of weeks ago.
At least you know the reference now.
He just shut that shit in his own eye. I don't want him spitting it across the table at me. I don't know what the fuck's in that can, but it stinks.
Tim's choking.
It smells worse than Todd's fucking plum wine and shit over there.
Hey, don't pick on the wine.
This is plum wine with.
I'm going to tell you one more time, Wendy, light of my life.
What are you doing?
Are
you looking up all the shit movies Brad Pitt was in?
He's no, naked actually, do you want to know
about
what
that shit River's Edge with Craig Schaefer?
Oh, there wasn't nothing wrong with that movie. That movie's all right.
Oh, my God.
It's better than Urban Cowboy, you crazy bastard.
I can watch fly fishing on the fucking Outdoors Channel.
Hey, do you want to know what I was doing on my phone or don't you?
No, I don't give a shit.
Why are you making such a big deal about it?
He's all pissed about Brad Pitt's because he got a plural. He's plural now.
Brad Pitt's.
That's what happens when you marry Angelina Jolie. Get an become, ass added to your name.
You become plural.
Seriously, how bad do you think her hygiene is, by the way?
I'd like to find out.
Are you sure she doesn't have a trach hole?
See, if you want to talk about great movies.
Oh, here we go.
Angelina Jolie.
Tomb Raider.
Shit.
I don't know.
I'm going to heave that one out. Don't even start with that whole girl interrupted thing. I'm going to heave that one out.
The only thing about Angelina Jolie is you have to deal with that fucking live-action Benetton ad that comes along with her nowadays.
That's true. All the little kids.
That's what I meant by the Benetton ad.
Oh, yeah, I didn't get
it. Get with the jokes, Tim, you dirty bastard.
I'm still fucking pissed about
I want to know what he was doing on his phone.
They don't want to know.
He was looking at the gay pictures of Brad Pitt from his fucking Playgirl
There you go, Pitts
ad.
Again.
I thought maybe you guys would like to know, but if you don't want to know, do you want to know?
I liked him in Inglourious Basterds. I thought he was really good.
Thank you. But I wasn't looking up any Brad Pitt stuff. What actually was happening was I actually have a movie. This is how I watch my movies. DVR it on the old Encore channels, so I get them a couple of years later, you know. So I punched in to record a movie called Adventureland, and I wanted to know if it was any good and what
great.
It was about. Is it really?
Oh, I love it, yeah.
Really? It's not some gay drama, is it?
No, it's a good movie.
Really?
I enjoy it. I like the guy, the lead guy in it. I like him a lot.
That was
he's funnier than hell.
Never seen it.
He's the same kid that was in Zombieland. Same lead guy. The curly hair. He's pretty good, actually.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah. Pretty good, actually. Hold on a minute now. You're going to talk about Urban fucking Cowboy and you're going to give
about
me shit?
Nothing.
You talked about a lot of things. What all did he mention? I know Brad mentioned the Kramer versus Kramer. Mask, Nell, you dirty bastard, Nell.
You, this is stuff that we had purchased and stuff that we need to
You get. Know what? If this is stuff that you really purchased, I'm going to throw some shit at you. What
Uh-oh.
The hell was
oh,
that?
Boy.
What'd you do?
God damn it. Look, Tim.
Ting, ting. Little ting, ting. Just jump the hurdle. Little ting, ting. Just jump the hurdle.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Get violent in here tonight.
So, Griff, how does this show, tonight's show, compare to the first show that you did that you scrapped?
It's a lot better. This one's a lot more organized. Yeah.
The very first show, Brad, it was so funny because he came in and he goes, "Hi, my name's Almighty Griff. I got some movie reviews for you. Now, hold on. Rattle, rattle. Rattle, rattle." He had papers. this week they're going to release 15 movies. But okay, Todd, shit, I'm out of show.
That's what it was like.
I said, it was bad. Sure? I said, are you sure, Griff?
Welcome to radio, Griff.
So we rattled off shit for an hour, and I tried to edit it, and it just didn't flow. It was just like a brick wall.
Is the first show up? Is it archived?
No, I've got it. If you ever want to listen to
it. Oh, that'd be great.
I'll hand it out for a Christmas present.
What you should do sometime is just air some of it back during a show here.
Oh, that'd be funny. Get some feedback. Get some feedback.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like those guys in front of the movie screen. I'll forget it.
Mystery Science Theater, that'd be great.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I thought he was talking about Pee Wee at the porno store. Sitting in front of the screen.
Man.
Why is this floor sticky?
That's from Griff and Tim 2 weeks ago. Well, I don't even want to know what happened that night. One night it got so bad that he had this hat on. And it was like he was doing a helicopter blades with his hat, right? Whipping his head. And it had these long earmuff things that came down, and they were whipping sideways.
Yeah. Seen that hat.
That was a frightening night. It was and you were so gone by the end of the show.
I was sober that show.
Dude, you were toast by the end of the show. But no one could understand what the hell you were saying.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. That's without watching that them shaking their heads.
Dude, you were so far gone by the end of the show. I didn't even know if you can get down the steps. I was kind of concerned. Yeah, we got movies of that shit.
Oh, Amanda said it smelled like plum wine and man in here.
No,
man ass. Yeah,
man ass. That's the new mayonnaise.
Man ass from Hellman's.
That is so funny.
Griff keeps looking at his list like he's trying to get this son of a bitch.
Are you going to start talking about something real now? We go into a segment or what?
I don't know. Do you want to talk about something real?
I want to talk about.
Don't look at my list.
The season finale of one certain AMC episode.
The Walking Dead.
I'll see that in 5 years.
Yeah, he'll see that. It comes out on DVD and then gets replayed.
Did you watch it?
That's right.
Yes, I did. Yes.
Well, talk to me. Tell me about it.
I've watched the whole thing.
Me and Griff are of mutual agreement on this one. Griff?
Yeah, it was. When we're back. No, it was good, but it was fucking holier than Swiss cheese.
Well, there's a lot of plot holes, yeah.
How about this?
The guy and his kid that we've been
waiting for. How about this? The disease control center, or whatever the fuck they call that dump place.
I thought that was the Star Trek Enterprise Bridge.
We're about out of gas in a land of solar panels and batteries.
Yeah.
And stored energy sources.
Yeah.
Hey, your mic's there.
I was going to say.
And they got gas.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the demise. Gas.
Well, hey, they had to come up with something, damn it. Don't be so mean. The comic book was written probably so many years ago they didn't even have solar panels. Well, they had them, but they weren't in common use, remember? Think of when that comic book was written. How many years ago was that? The first series.
Not long ago.
Well, it had to be about, 10 years ago? 8 years ago? The first series. Black and white, dude.
The government's got laser cannons.
Well, yeah, but
you don't think
now they're going to close the whole goddamn show down because you had to bring that out. Secrets, dude.
I loved Men in Black. I loved it, but come on.
Yeah,
that's
I liked
the best
it too,
they could come up with.
I agree. It was full of. And I really want to know what happened to the guy and his son who were supposed to be following them this whole time.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't even snip them back into it.
They didn't even throw them a bone. And what happened to the dude?
Griff's got a whole other stack of bitches.
Well, and what happened to the guy who sawed his own hand off, Michael Rooker, who kicked so much ass?
He stole the truck.
We don't know where he is.
He took the truck, and he'll be back.
When's it going to be back? Season 4? Jesus, man.
Well, the thing I didn't understand was the whole time that they introduced
He's out talking to Anakin Skywalker. He's going to get one of those metal hands.
The whole time that they introduced the group of people that lived in the woods, that guy fought that fucking Winnebago constantly.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just held together with duct tape, and I'm all out of duct tape. Can you get me a hose when you go to Atlanta?
Well, how long were they in the disease control center?
Well, just one day, I thought.
Yeah, it wasn't.
So one day is all it took for all of them to fucking suck up all the energy.
No, they were in there for what, 2 days? Because they went in, slept, and then they got
maybe
up
the next day. Maybe it was 36 hours or something.
But the thing about it is, you're in fucking Atlanta. How many auto dealerships are there just sitting open with...
That ain't the kind of fuel they needed. Didn't you see it was pink?
No, but he hopped in the same fucking Winnebago and took off at the end of the show after they left the disease control center.
And he blew up the whole...
Yeah, they got a bunch of new cars, too.
He blew up the whole building.
In bad CGI, I might add.
And that prick in the Jeep didn't get a window pane dropped on his head.
Well, he didn't even get a scratch on the Jeep.
Nothing.
Oh, yeah, by the way, we're going to take it easy because we're out of ammo and food.
Yeah.
There's no food.
Oh, and by the way,
well, go get some fucking canned shit from Walmart. By
the
way,
I found this grenade just laying on the ground. Would you like to blow up this bulletproof window with it?
He took the grenade from the army guy in the Jeep.
Yeah, he held onto it and dropped it like six times, and people kept finding it.
But he never realized that he fucking had it on him.
Well, at least we get to see Charlie Sheen as a zombie in season two.
That'll be good. Charlie's awesome.
2.5 men.
God, that show sucks.
A lot of people love that show.
Same fucking show every week.
Yeah, they love it.
And why go all the way back into the city full of zombies for a bag of guns?
That wasn't the only reason.
When you're surrounded by fucking redneck houses to begin with.
Yeah, what about the janitor at the retirement home?
Yeah, well,
what happened to that poor guy?
Why don't you son of a bitches beat the shit out of the table while you're over there?
God damn.
He's getting worked up. He's called me like 8 times about this. Son of a bitch in episode.
I know, it just sounds like an earthquake. I'm doing the show live from Los Angeles, ladies and gentlemen, where Griff has done knocked another earthquake in.
Tornado,
it adds omnance to the show.
That's, what did you just call it? Omnana?
It adds
Damn, all right, Amanda the second over here. Can't even speak.
We've got an ambulance built backed up to the back door.
I'm going to get some omnana. Is that a bad French wine? What the hell is that shit? Is that some perfume? Omnance.
It's called Four Loko, I think, in English.
Ambiance. Griff.
Ambiance. I'm going hair limp.
God damn, I can tell you. Well, we can't tell that you're from the middle of the sticks or anything.
Bud.
You guys better watch out. Griff was raised on the same mean streets as Eminem up in St. Joe.
Yo.
That son of a bitch. God.
He will shank you.
He wouldn't know fucking Hard Street from a fucking
I know. That didn't that piss you off? Because there's this girl up there at Hastings that has this picture from the yearbook. You know, and
tattooed on her chest.
She's actually got the yearbook there. She pulls it out and makes fun of him whenever someone tries to buy Eminem. I'm proud of her.
It wasn't you that told me, Griff, that his mom runs around with her with a shirt that says, "I'm Eminem's mom."
She's still up there?
I don't know.
She's
I don't follow that fucking traffic.
You have to go down to that dark part of town where the hookers are.
I know his grandma, I think, still lives in the town, but I'm not.
That's because you dated her. That's beyond the point.
What's up, baby? He uses this. Hello.
Do your grandma impression for us, Griff. That's the greatest impression ever. I really like you, baby. I'm gonna come over and give you some lip. Don't be messing around with me here, fucking up my fantasia.
I take my teeth out for you, darling. Darling.
I do know that his grandma's a cannibal.
Oh shit! Really?
Yeah. She swallowed about. An impression
for me. Do an impression.
I need an impression.
Yeah, I do too.
Come on, man.
What? Of a cannibal grandma. Eminem's cannibal grandma. Give us an impression.
It's called this.
Oh.
It's just a little too wet and awful pulpy. I've never had to chew it before.
Did you eat peaches this morning, baby girl?
Baby, really want some of that love.
Baby, did you eat peaches just for breakfast?
I think you saw some pits, baby.
I think my teeth just got knocked loose.
Where's that one actor I like, Brad Pitts?
Where's Brad Pitts?
Brad Pitts.
He was so good.
I sure do like me some Tyler Perry movies.
Oh, you dirty bastard!
I never did find out what was in that box.
You know what? Maybe Tyler Perry's fucking head is in that box.
Take it to the shitter.
Oh, god damn. How come
every goddamn week on this show, Tim tries to throw up?
Oh, God, no. Make it stop.
Save the big pieces for the cat.
Brad just wants to talk about Brad Pitt. Shut her down.
Legends of the Fall. Got him.
That Cool World was a great movie.
I like that one, damn it. It had animation.
Which one?
Cool World.
Cool. Now, I haven't seen that one.
Of course you have, because you just got around to Inglourious Basterds. This one's only from 28 years ago.
They don't show it anymore. You know, you missed your window of time.
Encore's not showing that one.
That is awesome.
I tell you a great one I did watch.
What's that?
Whatever Happened to Anne Alice. Ruth Gordon.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened?
It's an older.
She done got kicked the bucket and went crazy.
Wait, how do you die and go crazy at the same time?
That's right.
No, she killed everybody and then went crazy. Or she went crazy and then killed
There you go.
There you go. She didn't kick the bucket herself. She made everybody else kick the bucket.
Four Loko.
That's a frightening drink right there.
12% alcohol.
Banned in Kansas.
Loko fruit punch flavor.
Now you know what not to bring for your show,
Kansas
Brad.
Fruit punch.
Yeah.
Tastes just like fruit punch.
Premium now, malt see, I have to say, this has got to be hard for you because it is different.
Very different.
But not all shows on are like that here. It just depends on the show.
Because honestly, that's what's been going through my mind the last 30 minutes. What the fuck does he have going on here?
It's just this clusterfuck that Todd made the mistake of adding to the roster.
Seems to me Todd has a pretty good time with it, too.
It's fun. It's fun.
This is good, though, because I know these guys, too, and it's like, this is what it's like when you hang out with them.
That's what I wanted. Yeah, I wanted people to know this is them. This is how it is.
It is. It's true.
It's not all quiet on the Western front with these two.
Yeah, because the first time I met these guys, we were over at a guy's house, a bunch of us watching a movie or two, and Tim's in the front fucking row just going, just making comments.
He does a shit at AMC.
Oh, yeah.
He sits behind me at the AMC theater once in a while, and I'm going to go, God damn, what is that? And it's Tim back there.
God damn, I don't believe this shit.
I was just like him.
I didn't know Brad Pitt was in this fucking movie. I'm leaving. I'll tell you, this sucks.
Brad Pitts.
That's right. Brad Pitts.
Both of them. Brad Pitt and Brad Pitt. Together That's they right. make Brad Pitts.
That's right. Spell it. For someone who hates him, I don't know why you gave him a clone. This doesn't make any sense.
It's true.
He should have been in Multiplicity with instead of Michael Keaton.
Bing bong.
Master Mom. Okay, now hold on, guys. We just hit an all-time weird thing. Okay, you just gave the most obscure Michael Keaton movie reference ever, so you should get an award for that. I just don't have anything to give you. Hey, piece of gum. No, you can't have it. You'll choke and start to throw up again.
That's that shit you about threw up on last week.
I was going to say. That was 2 weeks ago. He took a piece of this gum.
Don't mind if I do. Butter.
Brad, do it. But you know what? He tried to take a piece of that 2 weeks ago and about threw up, but it was a different kind. Ooh, what kind was that?
What
kind?
Is that?
That was like some kind of a spearmint or something. This is a
tank massage cream.
This is better to hear. That's our studio stash, we call it.
Good. So what are you guys trying to do over here? Kill yourselves? I mean, here you've got.
Well, what we usually try and do is get our tickers to the maximum capacity on 36 ounces of good loving.
Look at how much Red Bull they have over
I know,
here.
It's insane every week. And usually Griff's has gone like 2.5 minutes in his show.
This is my third one.
But this is the way we are every day of the week.
Seriously. First of all, you're stroking that can like it's a. Anyway.
Like it's a can of Red Bull?
Yeah.
But seriously. Steely Dan.
Do you guys ever sleep? Seriously.
Man, I got to get up at 5 and go to work tomorrow.
I got up at 3 o'clock this morning. I worked 12 hours, and then I got off work.
So you're drinking,
all evening.
You're drinking this just to keep yourself going? And
we're like a Chinese food worker here.
There was the earthquake again.
I got to do the show. Then I got to drive to Raytown, get a couple hours sleep, get back up, and pull another 8 hours tomorrow morning.
So you are going to sleep. You think you will get
a couple
hours?
Of weeks.
For a couple hours, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, boy, that.
He said a couple weeks. No, he's not on Amanda's schedule. Now leave him alone.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
I'm just wondering.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Drink Red Bull? Are you strictly healthy?
Am I strictly what?
Health. Healthy?
I thought you called him an elf nut. There's something wrong with it.
It's Christmas time. He might be chewing on elf nut. I don't know.
I eat.
Spit it out, Brad. Come on,
it's already.
I was at the gym this morning at 4:30. If that counts for anything,
there you go.
Jesus, that's early.
Jesus,
so, that's why I'm so tired.
I was
tired.
Drinking a Red Bull at 4:30 so I could go to work.
I believe it, but no, I am healthy all week long except for on Sundays when I eat like shit all day long and I'll drink some booze if I want to.
Enjoy the game.
Homemade Kahlua.
Yeah, enjoy the game. Exactly. What's that?
Homemade Kahlua
wasn't bad. It really wasn't bad at all. I made
try it
with
the Everclear next. I'm telling you, it makes a
difference. What I've heard from more than one person.
It makes a difference.
Yeah, I'll have to try that.
Tim brought some of that into the studio one night. That was a fun night.
Did he really?
Yeah, that was a good night.
You brought Everclear in here?
Yeah, you. What it was? You one? No, you guys had vodka. Okay, never mind. It was clear and it was scary. That's all I know.
I could have started a small.
Bonfire
inferno with it. It's all good.
Made
my belly feel like somebody was tickling it with fireballs.
That was insane that night. I didn't even know if we could make it through. It was getting bad.
It's getting bad right now.
You should have seen him the night we were at your haunted house, and he had sucked on margaritas all night.
By the way, you got awesome security.
Where at Catacombs?
Yeah, those guys are on top of it. There was like 4 of them after me that night.
Shit, the funny thing was no one told me.
Fucking Brad about brained himself 3. Me and Brad about brained ourselves about 6 times walking through that
thing. We were there. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Ice cream vendors right outside the door, that's magic.
Yep. I still to this day don't know how you got through that whole thing as hot as it was in there without puking.
I can't believe that ice cream didn't melt down Chris's pants before I got it out.
And see, that was the night I didn't know who you were. That was shortly before I met you. That was 5 years ago. And
And I remember I
that's
always
been 5 years.
Yeah, it was 2005. It was Halloween 2005 or no Halloween. Yeah,
2005.
Halloween 2005.
Yeah.
I think something like that. At least 2005, maybe an earlier. Anyway,
and Pognac's margaritas are just as good.
Oh, we know that, don't we, Timmy? Mm-hmm. That one of your ghouls ran into me as I was crawling through one of those spaces that we had to crawl through.
Oh yeah, I had
one of your ghouls or ghosts hit me in the head, knocked a contact lens out. I've never, and I've blamed it on you ever since.
That's not even my fault. Those guys don't listen.
Man down, down.
Needless to say,
I couldn't find the contact lens.
I think I found it years later. And
you probably did, all crusted up.
It was all messed up.
This is Brad's.
I put it in a frame.
There you go.
I worship at the altar.
What was the one tube that spun around that would jack me off?
Oh, it did,
dude.
That's tough.
That was one of the things we laughed about. I don't think you knew this, but Sean and I had cameras on each end, and we were in the basement laughing at you. Because it was assholes, man. There were assholes flopping everywhere. Your pants were coming off, and your crack was hanging out, and you're just flopping head over ass. And we were down there just taping it and laughing our asses off, and the only thing I regret is we didn't save it for YouTube.
I wasn't flopping around. It was the two pictures of margaritas.
I think Tim was the only one that made it through because he was so drunk. I think he just walked straight through it.
I think I eventually made it through. That's about right. As I made it through, I lost my contact.
I brought a wall down going across that fucking tube thing. I was trash.
You were like...
Yeah, I drank just as much as you did, and you were just shit-faced. I don't know why I wasn't.
I remember about halfway through it, I think I started trying to scare the monsters.
His ass. I know one thing. You couldn't understand a word you were saying. We're trying to listen to you guys on the wheel, and all we hear is... We don't know what the hell.
That's me every day of the week.
was great.
We were at Pognac a couple hours before that, having the margaritas and dinner, and this stupid guy got so flipped out there. Just remember, that's the night you started throwing food at like other people's.
Dude, they brought those margaritas to the table, and you could smell the tequila before
the drinks even got to the table. Well, I ordered a pitcher while we were waiting
for you,
and nobody would drink it.
Because it was so fucking
strong.
We were drinking it?
It was you and me. I drank it with you.
Perfect.
Fuck, you might as well just order straight then, shots of tequila the way they were bringing them
they're
out.
They're great. I mean, most of those places you go to, the margaritas suck, but that place, my God. Yeah, and he starts throwing food at not just us at our table, but other people's tables, too. You were throwing food at other people.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Not really.
You guys were having fun. But you know what? I was so happy you were there because we go back to the zombie bloodbath, you know, and I was like, hey, man, so good to see you. He looks at me when he comes out of the haunted house, just sweaty, looking all screwed up, and I'm like, hey, did you have a good time? He looks at me like he doesn't even know me. I'm like,
did what? I see you that night?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, my God. I don't even remember that.
Two or three times. Oh, I popped out. Hey, Tim. Tim's coming. People are calling him by name. Somebody's getting pissed.
God damn it. Who told you my name? What was the one part? Was it the forest or whatever we couldn't find there?
No, that was in the Beast.
That was the other one.
Yeah, that was terrible. The Beast is where we cornered the rabbit in the corner.
Yes.
Dude, you better tell us how to get out of here.
Yes.
There was a place in Todd's that we got caught in, too.
There was.
It was like
the mirror maze was one, and also up in the graveyard we messed you up. And then the dark maze, we'll keep you in there for hours. We got moving walls in there.
Jesus.
Move the damn wall so you can't get out. And if you're a pain in the ass, we'd leave you on purpose just because it's funny. Watch you go around and around and around.
God damn, I know I've been here. Son of a bitch. So,
boom, oh, wall. Something's coming down.
It was so awesome when you hear the poof, ooh, wall. Wall.
Oh, yeah. Memories.
I just remember coming around that corner. I went, boom. I was like, oh, Brad, watch your head.
Thanks,
no
Griff.
No lights, nothing. Just
I did that shit on purpose just for people like you. We'd come through there trashed.
It's all fun and games until somebody slosses a lawsuit on you.
No, we didn't get lawsuits for that. We got lawsuits for a lost watch or a torn sweater that cost $600 when we told the son of a bitch not to wear it in.
Or a contact lens.
Yeah, we probably got a lawsuit, didn't he? Brad did it covert under the name Steve Austin. It was a bionic lens, you son of a bitch.
That's right.
I need a $10,000 for that lens.
By the way, did you know that all of the seasons of $6 Million Man are coming out, or actually are out on DVD
now? I just looked. You know how much they are?
It's $240 freaking dollars.
And you can only get them through Time Life until 2012.
And you know the only one that matters?
All of them.
Andre the Giant.
But are they
as Bigfoot? Oh, that was great.
Printed DVDs or is it that DVR?
Oh no, it's real.
It's a real deal.
Official box set.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah.
That's what Randy just looked up for.
Expensive as balls, though.
$250. And they even have randomly autographed 8x10s by Lee Majors in there. Yeah, so
they got the doll.
That should bring it down.
Yeah, I got it. I got the action figures. By God, I even got the Sasquatch.
So when's the Fall Guy coming out?
Man, yeah. Actually, I think it's been out.
Has it been out?
I've seen that a couple times.
Love that song.
God, Heather.
Hello. Oh, Lord, you're going to make him start thinking about pits again.
Easy. Easy.
Griff, what we got on the release schedule for this week? You got it with you?
To be honest with you,
nothing. Dirty bastard,
nothing.
You didn't bring...
There's nothing on here.
Liar. This time of year. Does anything come out this time of year usually?
Son of a whole bitch lot, is
right?
Lying.
Crazy Mama 1 and 2 or whatever the fuck it is.
You did not do your homework before your show, you son of a bitch.
He wings it.
That's right. He normally does his homework, you dirty bastard.
Goddamn wedding rings to fucking buy.
Let me tell you a little story.
Honeymoon's going to be them going up to Hastings and him going, time love to all pick this out stuff. 2 so I can get a free one.
That's right. Desirable Teacher 2. Desirable Teacher 2. It's an Italian sex comedy from the late 70s.
Do we cover Italian sex comedy?
We have. Yes, we have. We have.
You're treading on Pete's territory.
The Fishman and the Queen. Okay, that's a sequel to Isle of the Fisherman, which is also what? Screamers.
So anyway, about this brand.
Asshole. Listen, that's not a porn movie. That's a horror movie.
Yes. What side are you looking on?
I'm on DVD Empire. Where the hell you been? Island of the Fishermen is a... Remember that Isle of the Fishermen? And I was so disappointed because they called Screamers. They turn a man inside out and they didn't even turn anyone inside out. Remember that flick?
No.
What do you mean you don't know? You're supposed to be the horror guy. Isn't this supposed to be called more horror?
Hey, Black Swan got released. Have you seen it yet?
You can't see it. It's not here until Christmas Day.
It's not out this week either?
Not in Kansas City till Christmas Day.
What kind of fucking podunk town do we live in?
Well, if it's gay or French, it'd be out. You go watch it.
I seen Warrior's Way.
Did you like it? Mm-mm. It's god awful in every way that's good.
It was shit.
It's shit, but it's good shit.
Come on, dude.
I laughed so hard.
You watched it? The greatest swordsman of all time, and he falls for that podunk fucking retard, Kate Bosworth.
Oh, now hold on. You're taking it from Deborah Winger.
I'm going to teach you how to be a swordswoman in 14 hours. So when all the ninjas come, you can fight side by side with me.
Is that how Kate Bosworth talks?
That bitch don't know how to talk. She's too stupid.
Oh, dude, Schoolgirl Report Volume 7 comes out. I didn't even know that. Now that I'm all excited about. I love those movies. You got those?
No. Never.
Man, you should have those, man.
We got to go over and look at Todd's movie collection.
That shit's cool.
This son of a bitch has got everything.
I've yet to see Zombie Bloodbath. Were you bald for Zombie Bloodbath?
Yeah, sure he was bald.
Were you?
Vampire Circus on Blu-ray, man. You can't go wrong with that.
Oh,
that's all Synops stuff.
That's $12.99.
But yeah, but it ain't even like they're going to be able to go out and buy it.
Well, probably not in this town.
There you go then.
But still, don't try to justify your laziness.
I'm not being lazy.
God damn it! Don't justify.
All right, I'll give you
60 hours a goddamn week. I ain't got time to surf the fucking net. I got to sleep, eat shit, get up, and go back to work.
Hey, that's no excuse.
Get married, make a baby.
No.
Are you sure?
It's going to happen, Griff.
Nope. Oh, Lord,
she,
no.
She can't have
little
kids.
Griff's running around, setting fire.
That's the last thing that you always hear, and then the next thing you hear
is... That's what mine said until 6 weeks into our living together.
No, she already has 2 daughters, though. So.
Son of a bitch, my movie comes out next week.
Stepdad.
No, not Stepdad.
I meant...
New Tyler Perry movie?
Gator Legends... Bait. Oh, you son of a bitch.
Legends of the Fall?
Legends of the Guardians, the Owls of Ga'Hoole.
Is that your movie?
No, but I love
that
movie.
Is that the fucking Owl movie?
Yeah. That shit's sweet by the guy who did 300.
Hey, you want to hear this one? Who's in it?
Ha! 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 You're so damned funny.
CGI Owl.
That's a sweet movie.
Oh, it's got owls in it, for fuck's sake.
It's a great movie. See? Then you know it's going to be good, bitch.
It's just like Ratatouille. It's a bunch of fucking nasty rats.
All I got to say is Zack Schneider, okay? Oh, hello. He's the one who did it, so give the guy a break.
300.
Oh, speaking of Zach, I just got done watching Zach and Miri make a porno.
Jeez, what did you think of that?
Christ,
I thought that it was pretty stupid, except for I love the fact that it was Kevin
did
Smith
you know
and all
that
the
they
language
made a
and all
to
the
Clerks.
You know, that was really good. And the fact that it had Jason Mewes in it.
But did
he
you
was
see
great.
They're coming to town? Did you see the Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes are coming to town?
Yeah,
it's called
sure.
Jay and Silent Bob Get Old.
Yep.
It's coming to the Midland.
Really?
We should go. We should all go.
That'd be awesome.
We should just pile about 10 of us in the van and go.
That'd be cool.
That'd be
make
sweet.
Him, make him do the Silence of the Lamb dance.
Shit. Poor
goodbye,
bastard.
Horse.
Yep. Good old Watchmen he did.
And I also love the fact that Randall from Clerks was in it, too.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Whatever the hell his name is.
Me and Tim have been talking about a guest. Can we do guest spots periodically on a show?
Of course, always. What are you talking? It's your show. You can do whatever the hell you want.
Well, me and Tim, I got a hold of Glenn Danzig.
Oh, cool.
So he's going to come on. Actually, we got a hold of new Glenn and old Glenn. We got a hold of...
we've cloned.
So you got Glenn Danzig?
We got the single. We've got the single solo Glenn Danzig, but then I also got a hold of the old retro Misfit Glenn Danzig, and they're both going to be joining us periodically on the show doing movie reviews.
Oh, cool.
Well, that's nice. So it'd be Glenn Danzig's.
Yeah.
Danzig's.
Actually, okay. Dueling Danzig.
It's Glenn Dueling or Danzig.
Dueling Danzig's movie reviews.
Glenn I like Glenda.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
I saw Danzig on That Metal Show here a couple weeks ago. He actually kind of
I seen him
it.
On Fox News.
What?
Yeah.
Why was he on Fox News?
I'm not sure.
Because he knew that was the only place somebody would dot him.
I heard he actually was working in a Mexican restaurant in New Jersey, wearing the sombrero. He'd like walk between table to table with the chips in the hat.
And he'd go, just
dip out of the sopapillas.
Mama! He wouldn't say mother. It'd be
margarita.
Mama! Tell your children not to eat the salsa.
Mama! Do you want to have burritos with me? Do you want to have tacos?
It's all papillas!
Mama! Waiter!
Because if you want to... Where would you go with that?
I don't know.
Would you like
Waiter! Need some chili and verde, please!
Don't shit on the seat. Don't shit on the seat.
Hey, shit! Don't drip on the toilet seat! Because if you want to eat tacos with me, you got to...
Somebody, speaking of Glenn, somebody actually posted a something on my Facebook. They said, who would win in a fight, Glenn Danzig or Henry Rollins?
Mm-hmm. Is there any?
They'd be too busy kissing.
That was my reply. I actually said Glenn Danzig would win the fight because Henry Rollins would be trying so hard to blow Glenn Danzig that he would forget to put up a fight and Danzig would just hit him. You know, he'd be too worried about taking the shot to the jaw.
Henry!
Shot to the eye.
Won't you get on your knees and blow me?
Cream pie!
Fuck you, motherfucker!
I don't know.
You think Henry'd take him?
He's hardcore.
Hardcore.
I bet Henry'd take him ATM.
He'd take him bareback.
Dry dock him.
He'd backpack you.
And then he would be spewing political rhetoric while he was banging him in the ass.
We're going to dry dock you, Glenn. Going to dry dock you. Glenn goes 18.
And this is exactly what the Republicans are doing to America right now.
Yeah, that was why he was on Fox. He's a big Republican. Who would have known?
Yeah, I know.
Sickening.
Well, so is Michael Graves.
Well, just look at it this way. At least there's one Republican up for gay rights.
Oh, shit.
It just so happens to be Henry Rollins.
Put it in my butt.
Fuck me.
In my butt.
Henry.
You guys just... You
Who's
guys
calling
just,
you, Todd?
You guys are just wrong. Who's my calling? Daughter.
Uh-oh.
It's about that time.
Uh-oh.
No, it's okay. We can go.
We shut it down for Brad.
Shut her down!
It's all good.
Yeah.
Hey, you need to talk into your microphone.
I am.
But the more drunk he gets, the less you can hear him. Be glad he's not on the floor, like laid down.
Get you one of them fucking traveling Wilbury fucking deals and just strap that son of a bitch right there on your neck.
Hey, you want me to shave the microphone? You feel a little more comfortable with it?
Holy shit. What
was that?
Put your helmet on that soldier.
Buckle down.
Buckle it in, please. Buckle it in. Well, you do have about 2 minutes left, Griff. You're about out of time.
2 minutes.
Jesus.
2 minutes? God.
We didn't even get a yell much about that.
You didn't even give anybody any good information. They've been sitting here listening to you just chatter on about tracheas for the last hour. Thanks.
Told them about Brad Pitts.
Yeah, we talked about Brad Pitts.
Brad Pitt.
Speaking of Brad's, Brad Westmar, thank you for coming
in
and spending
thanks
time.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Not that you could make head or tails out of what the hell was going on.
I think I'm going to have to do it again just so I can see if I can next time.
That's right.
I didn't want to really do a horror-based show because Brad's really not strongly into the horror films like that.
He is so if he gets a chance to watch. Right now, I think he's catching Dracula, the Todd Browning version from 1931. I think he's finally able to catch that.
I've seen Bram Stoker's.
Stroker?
Porno.
That's the Burt Reynolds movie, Strokers.
I was going to say Stroker Ace.
Stroker Ace.
Bad Burt Reynolds movie. Oh, I appreciate you modifying your modus operandi.
I never knew Burt Reynolds played Dracula. That's kind of an awesome. That might be awesome.
With the laugh.
That's right. Was he? Holy shit.
That one smelled like eggs and...
Get out of here. Damn.
People
are running out of the room.
I just split my spleen.
Lord have mercy.
That one just kicked my own ass.
See? God dang it.
Are we supposed to roll on
No, these Brad, shows? Seriously, I'm really excited, man. It's really good to have you. It's been too long.
It's great to catch up with you.
Heck really, yeah, man.
Definitely. And seriously, we need to get together and have some lunch or something so we can talk a little bit more.
Oh, yeah, let's do it. Let's do
it. You guys, I'll see you whenever I see you over here.
Jeez, you might, yeah.
You can say it. Fuck off.
Just go to Shaft and hang out.
Yeah,
Shaft.
We've got special seats.
We're
going to
watch that
Shaft.
Fucking Freddie Mercury documentary again. That son of a bitch is quite entertaining.
I got to be free.
Chasing that fucking cat around the yard and him taking bubble baths and little skimpy culture shorts.
Man.
Man, I think it's hardcore.
I think that dude was gay.
His nuts fell out. They was all running around with no shirts on for some odd reason.
I want to be free.
15 guys, not a one with a shirt.
Hey, I like that song. Sing it for me.
Keep yourself alive. Look at Tim, he's getting down. Sick bastards.
What's in the box?
Griff, wrap it up, man. Good to be
all right, we're wrapping it up.
Wrap that shit up, boy.
Until next week.
What?
Merry Christmas.
No,
we'll be back before
then. We got one more week before Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Don't you guys kiss at the end
or something? Mark your calendar to join us on January 1st so you can hear me get wedded.
We usually
and Mr. Todd will be performing the ceremony.
I will, and I promise I will not do it like Tracy Morgan. I won't go. So you know, I won't.
We can
won't.
Film it like a Tyler Perry movie.
Yeah.
Oh goddamn! It'd be a camera 12 feet away, look like a play.
We could all dress up in blackface. We all wear blackface.
You can if you want.
Well, how about whiteface?
Yeah, anything's
possible.
We could
turn out the lights, and it'd be like we wouldn't even be here.
Oh! It'd be scare tactics.
That's it. Griff hates black people.
I don't hate black people.
George Bush.
Todd's the one that wants
George to... Bush hates black people.
Todd's the one that wants to run over Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, he's the one that wants to.
I'll drag that son of a bitch 12 blocks from my car.
That's a hate crime.
And all the time, state. Every time you run him over, it's like boom.
I'll stuff that son of a bitch in a turducken and eat his ass.
That's right. Better watch out. Glenn Danzig will eat him.
What was the one with
Tracy?
The pig and the bacon.
Get in my belly for me. And give me a trachea out of me.
That's right, around this show. That is always a plus.
Tracy, tastes like chicken. Tastes like chicken. I thought we were wrapping up this show.
This is the end of the show. Hurry up. Song's been playing for 10 minutes. Let's go.
We'll see you next week. More horror.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Toodaloos. Cue to the button.
More horror than horror. With your host, the Mighty Griff.
Comes for my team, but it's not for my friends.